Good afternoon, everyone. Today I am going to discuss about Chapter 5, Mineral and Energy Resources. You know, in this chapter, you have to know everything about minerals, its type, and its distributions in India in various sector and space. You know, we use different things in our daily life made from different metals, like watch, like any ornaments. These all are from minerals. But keep in mind on things, all rocks are mineral, but all minerals are not rock, because you know the composition of rock is always a mineral. That is why all rocks are mineral, but all minerals are not rock. You know, India is one of the most richest in mineral and energy resources. You know, some of the places of India, basically Deccan Trap region and Chotanagpur Plateau region. These places are most important for mineral and energy resources. That is why Chotanagpur Plateau is called storehouse of minerals of India. You know, minerals are an indispensable or non-renewable resource in nature. You know, almost everything we use, from tiny pin to a towering building or ship, whatever may be the structure, we use mineral. You know, for an example, car, buses, trains, aeroplanes, these all are manufactured from different minerals and run on power resources derived from our earth. Even the food we eat contain minerals. You know, for a living beings or for sustainability or make fertility in soil, NPK termed as a macro element or mineral or a macro nutrient. NPK means nitrogen, phosphorus and potassium. You know, in all stage of development, human beings have used mineral for their livelihood, decoration, festivities or festivals, regionals or religious and ceremonial rituals or rites. That means in every sphere of our lives, there is a usage of minerals. So there is important information I have to explain you. That is, life process cannot occur without mineral. Listen very carefully. That means without mineral, our life is not possible. Although our mineral intake represents only about 0.3% of our total intake of nutrients. You know, they are so potent and so important that without them, we would not able to utilize the other 99.7% of the foodstuff. That means each and every foodstuff also contain mineral. You know, what is mineral? According to geologists, they defined mineral as a homogeneous, naturally occurring substance with a definable internal structure. You know, minerals are found in varied forms in nature, ranging from hardest, that is diamond, and softest mineral, that is talc. You all know about diamond. And what is talc? You know, soap. Soap are made of talc, very soft mineral in our nature. You know, why this is hard, why this is soft, why some minerals color is dark, why is light? You know, because of different composition of physical and chemical properties. You know, you have already learned about the rocks. You know, there is basically three types of rock: igneous rock, sedimentary and metamorphic rock. You know, rocks are the combination of homogeneous substance, that is called mineral. You know, some rocks, for instance, limestone consist of single mineral only, but majority of the rock consist of several minerals in varying proportions. You know, although over 2000 minerals have been identified and only a few are abundantly found in most of the rocks. You know, geographers study minerals as a part of earth crust for a better understanding of landforms. You know, our earth crust is divided into two parts, that is upper crust, that is CL, and lower crust, that is sima layer. That means upper crust based on silica and aluminium, that is very light one. And lower crust is called sima, that is silica and magnesium content. So the distribution of mineral resources and associated economic activities are of interest of the geographers and geologists. That is why a geologist, however it interested in the formation of mineral, their age, physical and chemical proportions. That means, who are geologists? Geologists are the scientists or the persons who deals with rocks and mineral basically. But it is different at pedologist. Pedologist means only deals with soil. And in the soil chapter I already explained, soil is a mixture of rocks and mineral with organic material. So that is why mineral is important for our study. So this is a basic introductions from this chapter. Now I have to explain the classifications of mineral. You know, according to your NCERT curriculum, basically you have to say there is generally three types of minerals are exist. One is metallic mineral, second one is non-metallic mineral, and third one is energy minerals. You know, metallic mineral means those mineral content metal. Iron, copper, lead, whatever may be, that is called metallic mineral. Non-metallic mineral, those mineral are content not or doesn't have any metallic content, simply. That is called non-metallic minerals like mica, salt, sulfur, limestone, etc. Next one is energy minerals. You know, some of the minerals which are used for the purpose of energy generations. That is called energy mineral. Like, you know, thermal power generated from coal, petroleum for liquid, petrol, diesel, etc., natural gas, these all are important for energy mineral. You know, metallic minerals are also basically three types. One is ferrous mineral. Ferrous, that means containing iron. That means iron ore, manganese, nickel, cobalt, etc. Second is non-ferrous. That means metallic mineral doesn't contain ferric. That is called non-ferrous. For an example, copper, lead, tin, bauxite, etc. Among of this, there is a precious mineral. Precious means precious stones like gold, silver, platinum, etc. So these are classifications of mineral simply. So minerals are basically three: metallic, non-metallic and energy. Metallic are three: ferrous, non-ferrous and precious. So now I have to explain the mode of occurrence of mineral in India specifically. You know, according to the world, mineral are found in the various forms, the various places. Basically in the world, if we found, or according to geologists, minerals are usually found in ores. The term ore is used to describe an accumulations of any mineral mixed with other element. That means ore means accumulations of mineral with other elements. You know, the mineral content of ore must be in sufficient concentrations to make it extraction commercially viable. That means it is not necessary that a particular element is there in nature and we need to extract that for our business purposes. No, that is technically feasible and properly viable for economy. That is the main part. You know, the type of formation of structure of mineral are basically, you know, there is various types. The first one is cracks, joint or faults. Crack, joint, faults. Remember these terms. You know, whenever minerals are stored or accumulated in igneous or metamorphic rock, that means within the crack, crevice, fault and joint of igneous and metamorphic rock, these are called veins and lodes. You know, the smaller occurrences are called veins. Vein means our human body veins, for an example. On the landform structure of igneous and metamorphic, there is also vein-like crack structure will be developed. Within that vein-like crack, joint or fault, these minerals are stored. And the larger are called lodes. Whenever the cracks and joints and faults are large in area, that is called lode. It is important for your examinations what is or what are mode of occurrence of minerals. So first mode or occurrence is vein and lodes in igneous and metamorphic rock, crack, creeps, fault and joints. you know, in sedimentary rock, there is a different formations. In sedimentary rock, you know, this is layered rock. That is why the mineral are exist in layer of these rocks or beds of this rock. That is why the mineral exist in sedimentary formations of rock is called bed or layer formation. Next thing is basically the residual mass of weathered material. You know, another mode of formation involve the decomposition of surface rock and the removal of soluble constituents and leaving a residual mass of weathered material content ores. Bauxite is a form of this way. You know, weathering. Weathering means due to weathering agent, rainfall, insolations, wind, glacier movement, because of these situations or conditions, the weathered particle or particular rock is or mineral is totally extracted. That is called residual mass of weathered material. Example is bauxite. The fourth is alluvial deposit. You know, I think some of you heard this news that beside the river valleys, sometimes some gold, precious stones, metals, these are found. You know, certain minerals may occur in alluvial deposits in sand of valley floors and the base of hill. The deposit are called placer deposit. Placer means basically gold. The deposits are called placer deposit. The generally contain minerals which are not corroded by water, or mineral not corroded by water. For an example, gold, silver, platinum are the most important among the minerals. So fourth one is alluvial deposit or placer deposit. Placer deposit means deposition of mineral in the sand or valley floor or base of the hill. Example, gold, silver, platinum. Next and last one is the occurrence is ocean floor. That means the ocean water contains vast quantities of mineral, but most of these are too widely diffused to be economic significance. However, the common salt, that is sodium chloride or magnesium chloride, bromide, largely derived from the ocean water. These all are mineral also. The ocean beds too are rich in manganese noodles, because maximum manganese are came from oceanic beds. So if I say the summary of these things, the mode of occurrence of mineral, that means where are these minerals are found, there is five places. First one is igneous and metamorphic, that is called veins and load. Sedimentary, that is beds and load or layers. Next is residual mass of weathered material. Fourth one is placer deposit or alluvial deposit. And fifth one is oceanic deposit. So these are the modes of occurrence of minerals. In this term, I have to say one thing, mining. Mining is a process of extractions of mineral from surface or subsurface regions of our earth. That is called mining. Whenever mine or minerals are exist at surface or near surface, these are called open cast mining or surface mining, or those are exist very deep ground, that is called underground mining or shaft mining. You know, according to your curriculum, there is another mining is called rat hole mining. You know, rat hole mining is important in northeastern part of India. Basically in Meghalaya, there are large deposits of coal, iron ore, limestone and dolomite. So these all things, basically including coal mining in Juwai and Cherrapunji, is done by family member in the form of long narrow tunnel known as rat hole. You know, like rats are holing or dig the ground like pipe or piping or any long narrow tunnel formations, same the human utilize the process and they extract the minerals from the very deep portion of the earth. Basically in India, northeastern part, Meghalaya, it is practiced. That is why it is called as rat hole mining in Meghalaya. The important minerals are in Meghalaya like coal, iron ore, limestone and dolomite. So this is rat hole mining, important for 1 marks or 3 marks question. So this is the first topic of discussions.